弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴我们在主日的清晨我们再一次的相聚，我们来敬拜我们的主，我们的神。
We're happy that we can get together on Sunday morning to worship the Lord.
那么大家可能都知道我们的弟兄林明元昨天已经安息主怀。
So our brothers, the band, has passed away last night. He's with the Lord right now.
那么昨天呢，通过Zoom，他们的家人在不同的地方，都有跟他在一起连线。
So through the Zoom, all his family member was able to connect with him, yesterday.
那么，我也有机会，在他去世之前，有为他们祷告。
I had opportunity to pray with them and the family yesterday.
所以他们的家人都非常的感谢教会所给的爱心和支持。
And the family are really, really grateful the support that from our church. And
所以我们的弟兄离开的时候他非常的平安。
So when he passed away peacefully yesterday.
因为他知道他的病情之后他也拒绝说要再采用插管啊。或者是这种上呼吸机啊等这种延长生命的这些方法。
Because he know he was very sick, that he did not want to be intubated, that to prolong his life.
因为他知道他在耶稣基督里所有的美好的盼望。
So he know he has a beautiful hope in Christ.
这个生命只是一个暂时的和短暂的。
And this life is temporary and short.
所以林弟兄在生前的话他在得知自己感染了这个新冠肺炎之后他也是非常的平静。
And since Ben Lin, found out that he, had a COVID-19, and he was very peaceful.
那么他在上个月得知自己感染之后还仍然跟我们有一次参加了这个最后的一次跟我们在这网上的聚会。
And last month, he was able to attend one Sunday service with us.
他非常感谢教会弟兄姐妹在这段时间给他们的关怀，为他们祷告，给他们所有的支持。
He's very appreciative how the church has been done for him and his family, the support and the prayers.
我们也谢谢弟兄姐妹爱心给他们所做的一切。
We want to thank all the brothers and sisters, your love that you have done for them.
愿我们继续在祷告之中纪念他们的家人还有后世的一切的安排。
And let's continue to pray for the family and also possible memorial service arrangement.
今天我们来继续的来看加拉太书。
And today we're going to continue to study Galatians.
那么上次我们看了加拉太书第二章的第一节到第十节。
The last time we studied Galatians chapter 2, verse 1 to 10.
我们来思想在后基督教时代的教会，我们面临什么样的挑战。
So we study what is the post-Christian era, that what kind of challenge we have facing.
那今天我们来看第二章的后半部分。
And today we're going to study Galatians chapter 2, the second part.
那么就是在加拉太书的第二章的十一节到二十一节。
Is verse 11 to 21.
我们也是继续来思考这个后基督教时代我们教会应当怎么样面临这样的挑战。
And so we're going to continue to study what kind of challenge we have the post-Christian era.
首先跟大家讲一个故事，这个故事是一个机遇的故事。
I want to tell you a story. This story is about opportunity.
所以有一个人呢，他常常啊在神面前抱怨说，他没有机会。
And this particular person loved to complain that he never had opportunity.
所以他觉得自己啊是生不逢时。
And he feel like he was not was born in the right time.
有点英雄无用武之地。
Feel like he was a hero but not in the right place.
所以有一天呢，上帝就跟他说。说啊，你跟我讲的我已经听到了。
And one day God has said to him, whatever you complain to me, I already heard.
所以那明天我就会给你一个机会。
And tomorrow I'm going to give you an opportunity.
所以明天呢，你就到市场上去。
And tomorrow go to the market.
那你一定会碰到一个人叫机遇的。
And you're going to meet this person. This person's name is Opportunity.
那么你明天就会知道了，我一定会给你这样的机会。
And so you're going to find out. I will give you that chance to have that opportunity.
所以他第二天就到了市场。
And secondly, he went to the market.
那么他看到这市场人很多。
And it was pretty crowded. So he saw a lot of people.
那有人是卖东西的。
And people were selling things.
那有人是买东西的。
And people were buying things.
那有人是讨饭的。
And there was a beggars.
所以他看到一个人就问他，你是不是那个机遇啊？
So he met one person. He said, are you the person, the opportunity?
那每个人都说我不是。
And that person said, no, I'm not.
所以他问了第一天之后，到了晚上的时候，天都快黑了，他没有碰到一个叫机遇的人。
And so he met so many people until dark.That he never met that person, is the opportunity.
所以呢，到了晚上，这集市都快散的时候，他看到有遇到了一个老人。
And therefore, when the market was almost over, he met an old man.
这个人呢是破衣烂衫的啊。
And the person was wearing a rough clothes.
所以呢，他就想，这个人呢，肯定就不是机遇。
So he was sure that person was not the person he was looking for.
所以他懒得再问了。
He didn't bother even to ask.
所以他就回去之后，他就跟神说，得，今天去了市场，还是没有碰到那个叫机遇的人。
And so he complained to God again. He said, you know, I went to the market, but did not meet that person you prepared for me.
神就跟他说，你怎么会没有碰到呢？其实那个穿着破衣烂衫的人，他的就是机遇啊。
And the person who dressed in sloppy that God said to him is the one, is the opportunity.
所以这个故事告诉我们，是在生活当中啊，我们有很多的机遇啊。
And so this story tells us in our life there's a lot of opportunities.
这个有些机遇是让我们成长。
And some opportunities to make us grow.
有些机遇是让我们成功。
And some opportunity to help us to succeed.
有些机遇是让我们可以为神来工作的。
And some opportunity to help us to work for the Lord.
而这些机会呢，是稍纵即逝。
And some opportunity sometimes now or never.
其实要抓住这些机会呢，其实我们的人生啊，就会绚丽多彩。
And if we can seize those opportunities to make our life beautiful and colorful.
其实啊，不是我们周围没有机会啊。
And so actually it's not we do not have opportunity around us.
也不是我们不知道这些机会的存在啊。
And we didn't know the opportunity actually exists.
其实很多时候我们错过机会是因为我们自己的局限。
And in many cases, missing those opportunities are our own limitations.
所以当我们全神贯注去关心一些其他的事情的时候。
But sometimes when we totally focus, fully focus on other things,
所以难免就会忽视掉这些这样的天赐良机了。
So it's inevitable that we will ignore such a God-sent opportunity.
所以福音的机遇啊，也是同样的道理。
It's the same thing goes for opportunity of the gospel.
当我们进入后基督教的时代。
And so when we enter the post Christian era.
教会啊，不是坐在那里自叹自怜。
The church should not be sitting there sighing with self-pity.
乃是要发愤图强。
But has to work extremely hard.
那才能打开福音广传的大好局面。
So therefore, to open up the great opportunity of the church to spread the gospel.
所以今天我们来看加拉太书的这段经文呢，我们继续来讨论。
And today we continue to study this passage.
那么教会是如何应对后基督教时代的挑战
？So how the church that respond to the challenge of the post-Christian era？
这个发生在安提阿教会的事件启发我们，应当如何突破我们自己的局限
？So this incident happened in the Antioch church inspired us how to break through our limitations。
我们才能抓住那个福音的机遇。
So we seize the opportunity of gospel。
我们大家来看圣经加拉太书第二章。
So let's read Galatians chapter 2, chapter 2.
那第十一节到第二十一节。
Verse 11 to 21.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开加拉太书第二章十一节到二十一节。
Please open your Bible, Galatians chapter 2, 11 to 21.
我来读中文，然后比安卡会来读英文。
Pastor Chen will read Chinese, I will read English.
后来基法到了安提阿，因他有可责之处，我就当面抵挡他。
Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed.
从雅各那里来的人未到以先，他和外邦人一同吃饭，及至他们来到，他因怕奉割礼的人，就退去与外邦人隔开了。
For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentile. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision.
其余的犹太人也都随着他装甲，甚至连巴拿巴也随伙装甲。
And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrites with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with this hypocrisy.
但我一看见他们行的不正，与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对基法说，你既是犹太人，若随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么还勉强外邦人随犹太人呢？
But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if you, being a Jew, live in the manner of a Gentile and not as a Jews,Why do you compel Gentile to live as Jews?
我们这生来的犹太人不是外邦的罪人。
We who are Jews by nature are not sinner of the Gentile.
既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了基督耶稣，使我们因信基督称义，不因行律法称义，因为凡有血气的，没有一人因行律法称义。
Knowing that a man is not justified by the work of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have a belief in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the work of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh should be justified.
我们若求在基督里称义，却仍旧是罪人，难道基督是叫人犯罪的吗？断乎不可。
But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is Christ therefore a minister of sin? Certainly not.
我素来所拆毁的，若重新建造，这就证明自己是犯罪的人。
For if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor.
我因律法就向律法死了，叫我可以向神活着。
For I through the law died to the law that I might live to God.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I have lived, but Christ lives in me.And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我不废掉神的恩，义若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
I do not set aside the grace of God, for it is righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain.
这里保罗记载了发生在安提阿教会的一个事件。
So Paul actually recorded an event that took place in the church of Antioch.
那么耶路撒冷会议之后呢，彼得来到安提阿这个地方。
So after the Council of Jerusalem, the Peter came to Antioch.
那么显然他和教会的信徒啊就打成一片。
Apparently that Peter was mingling with the people in church.
他与这个外邦的信徒一起吃饭啊，一起团契。
And having a meal fellowship with the Gentile believers.
但是当有这个从耶路撒冷教会的人来到这里的时候
But there is a people came from the Jerusalem church.
彼得开始与外邦的信徒分隔开来。
And Peter began to separate himself from the Gentiles.
注意这里面的动词在第十二节有两个动词来描写彼得的这个动行为哈。
Here, let's pay attention to verse 12. There are two verbs that describe Peter's action.
一个是退去，另外一个是隔开。
One says withdraw, the other is separate.
所以这两个呢都是动词，都是现在进行时。
And it's ongoing verbs.
但是表明彼得呢是逐渐退缩的一个状态。
And it's describing the, Peter gradually withdraw himself.
可能以前是每一次饭都跟大家在一起吃。
And maybe when he used to have a meal with those Gentiles.
然后变成两次，然后变成一次，变成完全的隔开。
And then gradually withdraw himself, less and less having the meal with Gentiles.
那鉴于彼得的地位和影响力啊。
And because his, influence,
那么其他的人自然就反而效之。
And so there are so many people to follow him as well.
所以整个教会的气氛就改变了。
So the church actually atmosphere totally changed.
因为按照犹太人的律法，他们是不可以跟外邦人一起用餐的。
So according to the Jewish law, that Jew cannot have eat with Gentiles.
那这样就会导致他们会变得不洁净。
And because that would lead them to become unclean.
但是作为基督徒来讲呢，我们是因为耶稣的救赎而蒙恩的。
But for our Christians, that we have received the grace through Christ's salvation.
所以犹太人跟外邦人之间的这个分隔呢，也就在基督里面完全的消除了。
So separation between, between Jews and Gentiles have been eliminated in Christ.
所以保罗呢就坚持这样的立场，说这个就没有必要在教会里面会有这样的分别。
So Paul insists that we should not have any separation anymore in church.
那么对此彼得显然也是认同的。
And Peter absolutely agreed with this.
而且他曾经自己也得到过神特别的启示，在使徒行传第十章里面。
Because Peter actually received divine, revelation, this recorded in Acts chapter 10.
那神当时就跟他说，神认为洁净的那就是没有不会不洁净。
And God has told him that whatever God has clean, you must not call, common.
所以就指示他把福音传给外邦人。
So actually instruct Peter to preach the gospel to, Gentiles.
那么为什么彼得这时候会出尔反尔呢？
Then why did Peter backtrack?
如果我们读到福音书的话，我们就会对彼得这个人的个性比较了解一点哈。
If we really, study the Gospels, four Gospels, we really know his, Peter's personality.
所以他这样反反复复，我们也就不奇怪哈。
And we would not be surprised that he liked to go back and forth.
显然他的这个改变呢，跟外部的环境有关系。
And the changes of Peter has to do with the, circumstances.
那第十二节说，这些奉割礼的人啊，他们是从耶路撒冷来的。
So the, those circumcised people are, came from the, Jerusalem.
所以他们主张呢，这个外邦的信徒一定要接受割礼才能得救。
So they insist that, Gentile believer must be circumcised in order to be saved.
那么在上一次的这个讲道当中，我们也，这个第二章的第一部分，我们知道说他们的主张呢，受到保罗等人的抵制。
And so we know that there is, their, proposal that has been resisted by Paul and others.
所以耶路撒冷会议基本上是否决了这些人的主张。
So Council of Jerusalem basically reject those people's proposal.
那此番呢，他们是卷土重来哈。
But they made a comeback again this time.
他就说这个安提阿教会现在已经变成这个样子啊，乱成这个样，他们犹太人的信徒都在一起吃饭啊，这个不行。
So they said this is a chaotic right now. The all those Gentile mingle with the Jews having meal.
从第十二节我们也知道，这些人真的可能是得到了这个雅各的默许啊。
And you know those are the people who insist that probably being supported by James.
甚至连彼得都退让三分，我们就知道他们的势力是非常的强大。
So we know they probably have a lot of authority because even Peter back withdraw as well.
而且甚至连保罗最亲密的同工就是巴拿巴都卷入了其中。
And even the closest co-worker, Barnabas, also got involved as well.
所以失去了这些支持，我们可以想象保罗在当时是相当孤立的。
And losing those support, you can imagine how lonely Paul was.
所以这给我们一个很重要的提醒。
And this is really give us a very important reminder.
所以在后基督教时代的时候，我们面对的挑战呢，是既有挑战也有机遇的。
And so the post the Christian era, beside there's an opportunity and there's a risk as well.
所以我们不能因为惧怕而退让。
And we should not be because afraid, then we withdraw, not doing it.
我们不敢去拥抱这样的机会。
And then losing the opportunity to embrace breaks.
其实从古至今呢，大多都是人呢，都是随着潮流走的。
And most of the people usually go with the trend.
所以我们不敢冒险。
And we do not want to take a risk.
所以当我们不敢冒险的时候，我们就失去了很多成功的机会。
And because we do not want to take a risk, of course we lose the chance of success.
以前在教会我见到一个弟兄，我觉得这个弟兄他的条件很好。
And one time I met this one brother, I think this brother is very, is doing really well.
因为夫妻两个都信主。
And both, the couple, both are believers.
他们这个事业上有一定的基础。
And they have a pretty successful career.
那么在教会信主也很久了。
And they have become a Christian for a long time.
孩子也大了，也不是他们的拖累。
And so their children have grown and not no longer a burden for them.
我说弟兄啊，可以出来参与教会的服事啊。
So I encourage him to participate more service at church.
这弟兄跟我说，陈牧师啊，我要做事啊。我是不做之而已，我要一做的话，我一定得让他做好。
And so he, Pastor Chen encouraged him to serve more. And this brother reply was that, once I decide to do it, I want to do all the way.
如果我觉得如果要做不好的话，我就不做。
If I feel like I'm not going to do a good job, I'm not going to do it at all.
哦，我说这个什么时候你才能觉得有这个机会可以做的呢？
And so I asked him, when do you think you have the opportunity to start doing it?
他说他还没有看到这个机会哈。
But he said, I have not seen the opportunity yet.
不过这个好多年过去了，我离开那教会了，他还是没有看到那机会哈。
And so even I left the church, that brother still has not started yet.
所以很多的时候我们是希望说啊，要找一个成功的机会，那个成功的机会永远不会来到哈。
And so very often we just want to make sure when we do it, we want to be successful, but not every single time we do it, we'll be successful.
你知道这个林肯总统啊，在他竞选当总统之前，他竞选失过了至少八次。
And you know that your President Lincoln, before he became a president, he has lost about eight times.
而且他做生意他至少失败了两次。
And when he was doing business, he failed at least twice.
那么最后他可以做到总统。确实这些失败的经历啊，确实给他了很多的帮助啊。
And in order for him to become a president, is the failure experience helped him?
因为知道他面对这个废奴的这个法律在美国造成了这么大的分裂，这么大的压力。
Because he supported to get rid of the slave system and caused a lot of conflicts in the country at that time.
如果没有他以前这些失败的经历，很难想象他可以这么样勇敢的去面对哈。
And so without his failing experience, you cannot imagine that how can he face those difficulties.
所以面对这些挑战的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们不应当惧怕。
And when we're facing those challenges, we should never be afraid.
所以任何有争议的事情呢，都是有人支持，有人反对，有人是中间派啊。
And you know, anytime there's a controversial, there are always supporters, oppositions, and also maybe people in the middle.
所以我们看到说保罗当时在面对这个状况的时候呢，他是非常困难的一个境地。
So you can see Paul was in a very difficult situation, by himself.
因为我们知道在这个耶路撒冷会议上的话，他得到了这个教会，耶路撒冷教会就领袖层的支持。
So he received the support of the leaders after, during the, Council of Jerusalem.
但是在安提阿教会这个时候，我们发现这些教会当中的温和派，也就是当时他们掌握耶路撒冷教会领导权的人。
And so, but then, in the, Antioch church, those people are moderates and, were held in the leadership of the Jerusalem church began to compromise.
所以当他们开始妥协的时候，整个教会的风气就改变。
And when those people started to compromise, the church atmosphere started to change.
显然雅各、彼得跟巴拿巴等人并不是不知道真理。
And obviously, James, Peter, and Barnabas were not ignorant of the truth.
但是他们却在压力之下，哈，啊，为了
So under the pressure, they give in.
他们可能为了保全个人的利益，有的时候甚至是教会的利益而不得不退让。
And so they actually, under the pressure, they try to preserve their own personal interests with the interests of the church at that time.
那么教会应当如何去坚持真理呢？
So how should the church uphold the truth?
所以我们要知道，保罗有这样的勇气跟坚持，不是源于他个人的固执。
So first of all, we must realize that Paul's courage and persistence did not stem from his personal stubbornness.
乃是建立他对福音的深刻认识之上。
But was based on his deep understanding of the gospel.
为此呢，在这个第二章的从第16节开始啊，他就开始向加拉太人来解释福音的真正含义是什么。
So for that reason, in chapter 2, he started deliberately explain the true meaning of the gospel.
所以16节到21节可以说是承前启后。
And so verse 16 to 21 is a link the past and the future.
So 为保罗在这卷书的后面奠定了基础。
So actually laying the great foundation for Paul's later discussion.
所以16节是全书的核心经文。
So verse 16 are the core of the book.
所以第三章和第四章是围绕这个核心来展开的。
So the chapters 3 and chapter 5 actually is around this core.
我们注意这个对称的结构。
And so let's look the, the contrast.
所以第16节的话它讲到不是因行律法乃是因信基督。
And so if we say it's not because you are, doing the, justified by observing the law, but is to know the Christ Jesus.
我们看到在这一段经文里这两个是交替反复出现的。
And if you see it read, verse 16, it, keep, repeating.
所以就突出这个主题。
And so really, lift up the, really focus, the core of the thing.
所以这个主题就是人称义乃是因信耶稣基督。
And so that tells that people are justified by faith.
那么第19节跟20节呢只是进一步的解释。
And so the verse 19 and 20 is just give you further explanation.
而这个解释呢是在第五章跟第六章中就更加详细的来阐述的。
So there's a more explanation in chapter 5 and 6.
那既然人称义是因信称义的话，那是不是意味着基督徒可以随心所欲呢？
So what does that mean, justified by faith? Does that mean Christian can do whatever we want?
所以保罗在19节就声明了信徒生活的一个真谛。
But in verse 19, Paul affirmed the true meaning of a believer's life.
那就是向律法死了，向神活着。
And it's to die to the law and live to God.
第20节啊，是个脍炙人口的一个圣经的经文。
And verse 20 is a really exciting verse.
这个经文啊，是可以要背下来，要反复的去默想。
And so we really need to memorize and meditate on it.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I've been crucified with Christ, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
所以我们读加拉太书要知道加拉太书有两个部分。
And so when we're studying a book of Galatians, we know there's two parts.
所以第一部分是16节讲的因信称义。
And so the one is verse 16, talk about justified by faith.
另外一个部分是19节和20节所要讲的说基督徒是怎么样的一个生活。
And 19 and 20 talk about how Christians should live.
那很多时候我们研读加拉太书如果只强调因信称义而忽视了后面的解释那我们就只知其一不知其二。
Very often we only emphasize that justified by faith, not focus on the, also the lived crucified with Christ. Then we really, kind of not really know the whole picture.
所以可以想象当时在加拉太教会的会中啊他们很多人都是在保罗带领下信主的。
So it's conceivable all the congregation in the Galatian church became believers were led by Paul.
他们在信主之初啊很有追求的热忱。
So beginning of believing the Lord, those believers were very passionate about pursuing God.
但是当保罗刚刚离开的时候
But once the Paul left those people,
后面马上就从耶路撒冷来的人就到了。
And there's so many people came from Jerusalem.
所以这些人讲了一些新奇的一些的说法。
And those people come up with some novel things to talk about.
他们从来没有听说过的。
And those new believers never heard that before.
他们如何去选择呢？
How did they choose?
所以只有那些对福音有深刻认识的人。
And only who those people who have a very deep understanding of the gospel.
并且将福音呢深深地植入生命之中的人。
And also deeply implant the gospel into their lives.
所以他们才有可能有勇气去抵挡。
And so for those people that have the courage to resist.
所以这就是保罗写此书信的目的。
And that was the purpose of Paul writing this book.
那么他希望加拉太人呢深谙福音的真理。
So he expects Galatians to understand the truth of the gospel.
可以有勇气去面对挑战。
To have the courage to face challenges.
其实在面对后基督教时代的时候啊。
And so just like the post-Christian era.
那么我们有很多理由是惧怕的。
And there are many, many reasons for us to be afraid.
就像当时彼得会惧怕一样啊。
Just like Peter, he was afraid.
我们可能会害怕被人拒绝。
And we're afraid to be rejected.
我们可能会害怕被人嘲笑。
Afraid to be laughed at.
我们可能会害怕失去我们以前所有的一些优势的地位。
And afraid of losing our superior position we had before.
一些权益或者是优势。
And some of the rights and advantages.
但是我们要记住我们不能让惧怕来驱使我们。
We have to remember, do not let the fear drive us.
那么随着环境的改变呢教会一些得天独厚的优势呢可能就不复存在。
As the environment changes, some of the unique advantage of the church may no longer exist.
这个是完全有可能的。
This is very possible.
你知道我们现在教会的收入都是免税不需要交税的。
And so you know right now we have the church has a tax exemption.
那么我们个人奉献给教会的钱也可以免税的嘛是不是
And also the personal we have a tax exemption.
那在美国你作为基督徒因为你是教会的成员有的时候会给你的社会社交生活提供很多的便利。
And so sometimes it's beneficial to be a church member.
那这些将来都有可能会消失的。
But those kind of things may be gone one day.
我们生活的这个 slow 这个地方啊是相对基督教影响现在还比较多比较保守的一个地区。
And slow, living slow actually is a relatively conservative area.
但是将来有可能会改变。
But one day may change.
但是我们应该勇敢地去面对这些。
But we have to be brave to face directly.
不要让这些惧怕让我们来在神所托付我们的福音使命上而分心。
And so do not let those fear that we're not no longer doing it when God entrusted us.
我前面讲了很多罗马帝国的例子哈。
I have talked about a lot of examples of a Roman Empire.
那今天再要给大家讲一个罗马帝国的事情。
I want to talk about another story about a Roman Empire.
那个罗马帝国在就在它灭亡之前的话呢，我们知道它在这个欧洲的北部有很多这个游牧的部落，他们叫野蛮人嘛哈。
And so there was a lot of野蛮人 barbarians that. Barbarian that people are in the area before Empire.
对，他们不断的来侵袭啊，骚扰罗马帝国。
And they continue to attack Rome.
其中一个部落呢，就叫匈人的部落哈。
And one tribe is called Huns.
那么有人怀疑这个匈人呢，可能大概跟以前的这个中国的匈奴有一些关系。
They suspect this tribe has something to do with the Huns from China.
那么他们非常的骁勇善战啊。
And they're very good at fighting.
那么其中呢，有一个叫安提拉的人，后来他把这个匈人呢，全部的啊，这个整合起来啊。
And so there one person actually got together and all those people.
所以他侵入了这个东罗马帝国，也侵入西罗马帝国。
And so they attacked the East and West Rome.
所以把这两个帝国打的是一败涂地啊。
And they attacked Rome and they defeated them.
所以这个阿提拉呢，有一次他就率着大军呢，直接的来攻这个西罗马帝国啊。
And so Attila actually one time and to attack the West Rome.
那么他一度把西罗马帝国的首都给攻占
了。He actually occupied the capital.
那于是呢，这个西罗马帝国的这个皇帝啊，就仓皇逃出这个首都，就回到罗马城里面去了。
So the emperor actually ran away from it.
说这时候罗马帝国非常的危险哈。
And that was very, at the time, the Rome was very dangerous.
因为他率这个大军随时就可以到了这个罗马城下。
And so Antioch can lead the troop to attack the Rome and occupy them.
这个罗马帝国居然没有人可以出来来带兵来抵挡。
And there's no one can really lead the Rome that to defend their, territory.
这时候出面的是一个就是当时罗马城的主教。
And so there's one person came out. He was a pope.
那么就是后来我们就是教皇了，他的名字就是利奥一世。
And so he was a pope Leo I.
所以利奥一世呢，他就带了两个随从。
And so he brought two servants.
所以就他亲自到了阿提拉所带领的这个大军的军营里面去。
So he went to their Antila's military camp.
所以劝说他退兵啊。
And he actually asked them to retreat.
所以当这个阿提拉远远的看到这个教皇带着这个他穿戴的衣服，他的那个气质跟风度的时候。
When Antila saw the Pope at the time, the way he dressed,
那么完全被他的这个气势所镇住。
And he was really shocked, by the, Pope Leo.
所以我们不确切知道在那个大营里面发生了什么事情。
We really didn't know exactly what happened in that camp.
但是教皇就是把这个安提拉劝退了。他离开之后，他的安提拉就把大军撤走。
And so the Pope Leo was able to persuade Attila to turn back from his invasion.
所以这个教皇利奥一世啊，这是在历史上是一个非常非常出名的啊一个神迹奇事的哈。
And Pope Leo I is a very in a history is more like a miraculous person.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真是时代改变了哈。
And so we know that the time has changed.
但是我们知道人的本性没有改变。
A human nature has not been changed.
其实人的需要也没有改变。
The human needs have not been changed.
我们的福音更没有改变。
And the gospel has not changed.
所以教会应该抓住这个时代福音的机遇。
And so church should really seize the opportunity of the gospel.
来见证福音的能力。
And really witness the power of the gospel.
所以上帝啊不会把他的标准呢、啊、强加在人的身上。
God will not impose his standard on people.
但他希望人类是甘心情愿的来顺从他的旨意。
But he rather people to obey willingly.
所以啊同样我们基督徒啊我们也不能把我们的道德标准强加在其他人的身上。
Likewise, Christian cannot impose our moral value on others.
所以我们要想改变这个社会，我们首先要改变人的心意。
So in order for us to change the society, we must change people's mind.
所以我们只有这样哈，才能够改变这个社会哈。
Only we do that, we can change the society.
我们知道能够改变生命的只有是福音。
The only way can change people's life is the gospel.
那么在2015年我们大家知道当时在肯塔基州发生了一个很著名的事件轰动整个世界。
And so in 2015, there was a very famous event in Kentucky.
那么当时这个其中的一个县的一个职员呢他叫 Kimberly Davis.
And there's a county, there's one person, her name is Kimberly Davis.
那么他呢是拒绝给这个同性恋者去发放这个结婚的证书。
So she refused to issue a marriage certificate to homosexuals.
那么当时呢这个同性恋呢已经在美国全部的是合法化了。
And at that time, it's being legalized.
所以这个造成了很大的一个轰动。
And it became a huge event.
其实这个事情很值得我们去思考。
And so this event is really worth for us to ponder.
那么 Kimberly 的这个行为啊，其实得到很多人的支持。
And there are a lot of people really support the Kimberly.
其实他的事情不是一个很好的见证。
In a way, her what she did not necessarily a good testimony.
特别是对于这些不信的人来讲。
Especially for the people who do not believe.
对于我们基督徒面对已经是这样的一个国家的一个法律一个状态的情况下
And so we are for Christians already facing those kind of things in the society and the country.
其实我们应当怎么样做是需要神给我们一个智慧。
How we should do it, we really need to have the wisdom from the Lord.
我们不会接受同性恋这样的婚姻，我们也不会认同这样的事情。
We do not identify the homosexual, we do not accept that as well.
但是怎么样来采取怎么样的立场?
And however, how do we hold our stand?
这个是值得我们去思考。
This is something is worth to think about.
教会应当如何面对一个这样的时代所带来的挑战啊?
So how does the church face the challenge brought about by such a post-Christian era?
我们知道我们不可以逃避。
And we know we should not escape.
那么逃避这个不是一个应有的态度。
Escape is not the right mentality.
我们也不应该跟这些邪恶去妥协。
But we should never compromise with the evil.
因为有些教会是我们就看到已经采取一个融合的态度。
And some churches became moderate that to mingle with evil things.
那既然社会认同，教会也认同同性恋。
So if the church society accepted, so the church should accept it as well.
所以有些教会甚至有同性恋的牧师传道人来做传道人等等。
And so there's some church has homosexual pastors to preach to homosexuals.
这个显然也不是我们信仰所能接纳。
So this is not something our believer can accept.
那这是不是意味着我们就是以一种斗争的态度来面对呢?
So shall we have this the fighting mentality to face the challenges?
我觉得美国教会现在在进行一场错误的战争哈。
I feel the American church are involved in a wrong war.
那就是竭力在国家的立法呀制度上来维护基督教的道德站出来。
And, I, and try to change the legal system.
所以呢，教会真的没有必要去做一个宗教的卫道士。
And so we try to become a defender of moral value.
同时我们忽略了主所托付我们的福音使命。
And then we neglect what God has entrusted us of the gospel.
所以不要忘记啊，如果我们不能改变人的心，
So do not forget, we cannot change people's hearts.
我们这样的努力都是徒劳无功的。
All the efforts is wasting in vain.
我们知道美国呀是一个民主的国家啊。
And though we know America is a democratic country.
什么是民主的国家呢？民主国家就不是一个神治的国家啊。
So if you know it's a democratic country, it's not a theocratic country.
所谓民主就是大多数人说了算。
So what we call democracy means that most people have the final say.
所以当这个国家的大多数人开始渐渐远离上帝的时候。
So when most people in this country start leaving God.
所以自然这些人民的行为规范也自然会远离神。
So the, naturally the people's behavior norms are far away from God.
但是我们不需要惧怕。
And so we do not need to be afraid.
我们有挑战也有机遇。
And so we have challenges same as we have opportunities.
我们在这个时代神给我们的挑战并不一定比另外一个的时代给另外一个时代人的挑战会更有什么差别。
And so there may be there's no major difference that God gave this challenges to us now, compared to the one in the past.
是每个时代都有自己不同的挑战。
Every generation has its own challenges.
都需要我们去勇敢地面对。
So we need us to face briefly.
所以我们在这两个主日我们一起来研读加拉太书的第二章。
So the last two Sunday, we study the second chapter of Galatians.
我们一起来思考怎么样在后基督教的时代我们来建造教会。
We ponder together how to build the Church of Christ in the post-Christian era.
保罗的这些经历就提醒我们，我们唯有深刻的理解福音的内涵。
So these experience of Paul remind us that only by deep understanding the connotation of the gospel.
所以我们才能在时代变迁的时候我们能抓住机遇。
So we can see the opportunity in the changing times.
教会是不能关闭自己的。
So facing change in the post-Christian era, the church should never close ourselves.
我们也不能妥协退让。
And nor can we compromise.
我们也不是进行那种无谓的征战。
And we don't want to waste the necessary war in vain.
我们应当是毫不畏惧高举福音的旗帜。
We should not be afraid and hold high the banner of the gospel.
因为神给我们的应许是说，耶稣基督，当我们传福音到地极的时候，他是与我们同在。
So God has given the promise and we're willing to spread the gospel. He's going to be with us.
福音呢，从来就不是用刀和枪传开的。
The gospel was never spread with the knives and guns.
那么从耶稣基督开始就是乃是用血和泪传开。
Start from Jesus that is spread by with the blood and tears.
所以弟兄姐妹我们已经知道这个最后征战的结局是怎样。
We all know that what's the end result of the fight, of the war.
所以我们就更加的有信心说我们的主耶稣基督是最终得胜的。
So we know our, in our hearts, our Christ will eventually, overcome.
就像我们看美国的电影一样哈。
And just like American movies.
美国的电影啊，很多的时候宣传这个英雄主义。
And American movie very often emphasize the heroes.
那都是一个人，他非常厉害。
And usually the one hero is very, very good.
所以这个警察呀 ,FBI 呀他们全都不管用。
So the, police or FBI, they are useless.
所以这一个人的话就可以把问题搞定。
And this one hero can take care of everything.
所以你看的时候非常精彩这个英雄会遇到很多的风险。
And so it's very exciting to watch the hero because he's facing a lot of challenges.
有的时候都快打得半死了。
And sometimes got beat up so bad, halfly dead.
你看电影的时候你看得心惊胆跳。
And so it's very nervous to watch the movie.
其实你根本都不用害怕。
So you don't need to worry.
这个英雄是不死的。
This hero will never die.
如果英雄死了后边怎么演呢？
So how can the movie go on if the hero dies?
如果英雄在这一集死了下一集他也得活过来。
So if the hero actually died this, in this series, the next movie that he's going to resurrect again.
所以你特别有信心你根本就不用担心的。
So you have a faith that you need to worry about, do not need to worry about.
最后肯定会赢的。
And the hero will overcome.
弟兄姐妹这只是电影而已。
And brother and sister, this is what we're talking about movie.
但作为基督徒的话我们是有神给我们的应许说基督最后会赢的。
We know that there's a promise that God has given us. He will eventually overcome.
不是你赢也不是我赢。
It's not you win or I win.
也不是现在的教会赢。
And nor the church win.
是基督最后会赢。
But Jesus Christ will eventually overcome and win.
我们跟随基督最后是因他得胜而得胜。
And so we'll become victorious because he overcome. We will
follow. 所以我们应该有这样的信心说我们毫不惧怕是因为有神给我们的应许我们知道。
So we should never be afraid because God already gave this promise to us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝我们感谢主你给我们美好的应许。
And dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you. You give us a wonderful promises.
我们知道耶稣基督已经得胜。
We know Jesus Christ already overcome.
他在十字架上灭了仇敌。
And he faced the enemies on the cross.
就求主你加添我们的力量。
Dear Lord, continue to give us strength.
让我们过一个得胜的生活。
So we can live a victorious life.
因为我们知道基督已经胜过了世界。
And so we know Christ has overcome the world.
那个在我们心里面的比这个世界更大。
In our hearts is much bigger than this world.
我们盼望着基督最终得胜的日子。
And we're hoping for the one day that it will be victorious in Christ.
神的公义遍行全地。
And so his righteousness will be over the world.
一切的邪恶从世界上可以消失。
All the evil will disappear.
愿全地充满了神的荣耀。
And the whole world will fill with his God's glory.
主我们谢谢你给我们这样的确据。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this assurance. Continue to strengthen our faith.
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.